damn right, Rob. Pretty soon these women folk are going to want to operate motor vehicles. Where does it stop?
I tell you what, that's right. That's why I voted for Trump.
Did you know we're letting them vote?
Just saying. Don't take us for granted, ladies. I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys. That's my platform.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
Easy. God.
I'm waiting for Nurse Nice to come home and be like, hey, were you talking about me down the radio? And you're like, no, honey, no, whatsoever.
I would say, yes, I was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I said. Why don't you have a seat right there? Got some mansplaining to do.
I feel pretty safe that the BTJ is in Houston. But yeah, chances are that it'll get back to her at some point, and then she'll just shake her head and be like, dumbass. And then I'll be fine. Look, nothing I haven't said before.
Exactly. She knows.
She knows that I don't respond well to the what would you do without me sort of thing. I just find that, honestly, to be the most insulting statement.
It's offensive.
That anyone could... Like, I would never say that to someone else. What would you... In fact, she gets angry at me because I've said before, I was like... Because she's like, oh my God, if something happened to you, I always respond with, you'll be fine. Like, you'd be all right. I'm like, you're a catch. You're a pretty successful Asian gal with no kids. Someone will snatch you up in 2 seconds. She'd be like, no. No, I'm like, yeah, you'll be fine. She hates that notion. It's like they want to hold on to this belief that only the two of you can survive together. And it's like, no, we want to survive together, and we want to be happy together.
But we both have other options.
Dude, trust me. If I got hit by a bus tomorrow, there'd be a line of people. Probably half my friends would be around the corner. Like, at the wedding, they'd be like, hey, I just want you to know, BTJ.
I'm here for you.
I'm here for you in this time of need.
Like, that's 100%. I'd be in my grave being like, you sons of bitches. And I'd be like, yeah, it's a valid point. Hey, if a buddy, if I had a, you know, buddy had a hot gal and he went down, you'd be like, well, yeah.
I gotta step in. She needs me.
I've got a friend of mine that talks about this all the time, that he believes that that he's got like four or five that are waiting for his demise, that are waiting on something bad to happen to him, so they can
four or five of his buddies.
Yeah, well, like buddies are like the people that he knows, and like I do have instructions to the C block if that goes down, because he's got some money, he's got some dough, he's got a very pretty wife, and he is like, so I'm like, wouldn't you want like someone to be happy? He's like, no, it's your job to make sure that she is miserable and that no one comes anywhere near. I'm like, you got it. Gotta run some interference if something happens to him.
Uncle Jesse is in the doghouse.
Yeah. The great John Stamos. I don't know what he's doing anymore besides playing Kokomo.
You know, he's 61.
Dude, I think he's playing like a doctor on a cruise ship on TV or something.
He probably is.
He plays Kokomo still?
He was in the Beach Boys.
Well, I know, but he plays Kokomo still? Well, he wasn't in the Beach Boys. He was. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He played the bongos.
No, John Stamos was in the Beach Boys.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He was part of that band. Yeah, and he's...
For how long?
I'll take a look here.
That's bullsh.
Look at you calling bullsh on this.
I would lean bullsh on this as well.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a look at this. Continue with your John Stamos while I do some research into this.
He has occasionally performed in concert with the Beach Boys.
Huh? Huh?
Oh,
not
come
a band
on.
Member.
He was in music videos. He performed in concert. He traveled with them.
He didn't play for him in concert.
That sounds like a member of the Beach Boys.
That is such bullshit.
By the way, I was right. He is in a TV show called Doctor Odyssey, where it's a doctor's on a cruise ship. So that's what he's doing.
What would you call someone?
If you occasionally perform in concert with the band, you are not a member of that band. Otherwise, you would perform with the band at all times.
So Bill Walton was in The Grateful Dead.
Exactly.
He didn't play in The Grateful
Dead. They brought him up on stage all the time at shows.
He toured with them several times.
So did Bill.
The Endless Summer Tour
it says,
in 2024.
The key word here is occasionally, okay? Don't try to corkscrew this into, you know we're right
he
about this.
He performed with
Come
the
on.
Band on various tours.
Various and occasionally. Dating back to 1985. And
these adjectives are not in your favor.
He's appeared in several of the band's music
several,
videos.
Several.
Including the chart-topping hit single, Kokomo?
Kokomo, yeah, he was in Kokomo.
He directed the video for their song, Hot Fun in the Summertime?
Mm. Hot Child in the City.
Boy, it seems like right? he is a...
You're trying so hard, and it's just
like
not...
It seems like he's a loose member of the Beach Boys.
Oh, now we're going with loose.
I'm going with loose.
Okay. Well, anyway, Dave Coulier, who is Dave from
By the way, Deal is in
Full House.
It was on a very special episode of Full House where he joined the Beach Boys. There you go.
Also, he was not Dave on Full House. He was Uncle Joey on Full House.
Oh, Joey. Yeah,
Dave Coulier. Also famous for he's the one that Alanis Morissette wrote that breakup song about. Go figure.
So he has cancer.
Yes.
And he has shaved his head due to, you know, his battle with cancer.
Yeah.
Stage 3. And today, Uncle Jesse, John Stamos, is getting some backlash on the social meds because he, in solidarity with Dave, posted a picture of him bald as well. But it was a bald cap.
Most people thought that Stamos had shaved his head.
He did not.
Because that does happen. You see that where, you know, people shave their head like in solidarity.
And he's had one of the best heads in showbiz for heads of hair in showbiz for like 30 years. There was no way he was doing that.
And
shaving
plus,
his hair.
I'm not going to lie. When you look at the photos, that's not a real bald head.
Yeah.
Like, as someone that's been bald for going on 20 years...
It's too smooth.
It's smooth. There's no nicks. There's no coloration. There's no side... I mean, there's just no way. He looks like Megamind, for God's sakes. There's no way that you believed that was like a real shave job. But then I do ask the question, like, first off, Dave Coulier isn't upset about it, so why anyone else is? But why would you do the bald solidarity thing if you weren't going bald? I do find it weird.
If you weren't shaving your head, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I totally get the criticism here. Mm-hmm.
If it were from Dave Coulier.
Look. How many times have we talked about things where people are outraged?
Yeah, that have nothing to do with
them. That have nothing to do with them. Yeah. It's like...
Go be outraged about something else.
People just... Like, worry about things you can control, okay? So that the bottom line here is... Nobody's outraged, and I certainly am not. However, I think it's kind of lame that he posted... Because cancer... I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people have had to battle cancer and had to...
And I would like to point out that between the two of us, only one of us stands in solidarity with all cancer survivors.
All the time.
All the time. Look at Jerkface over here with a full head of hair who hasn't shaved his head once for a cancer survivor, you ass.
But I think if you're going to post a picture with Coulier, who just announced this week, so it's been in the news that he has cancer, it's kind of lame to put on a freaking bald cap.
It's pretty lame.
Like, come on, dude. Yeah. Do something different. Do something else. Like, post a video of you guys. I don't know. There's a lot of things you can do to support him.
Sure.
You don't have to go as far as to put on a bald cap to pretend that you're bald because you're too vain to shave your head in support of your buddy's cancer diagnosis.
It does seem utterly ridiculous.
Pretty, but this—it's so Hollywood.
It is, and this goes back to my whole like performative theater. Why I hate performative grieving, and I hate performative happiness. Like you went on Instagram to support your friend who has cancer, but you didn't really want to support your friend that had cancer. You just wanted people to believe that you were doing that. Again, it's performative. It's stupid. Just put a photo of you and with your arms around Dave Coulier kissing his bald head and being like, hey, man, I love you, you know, and then that's the end of it. It does seem weird that he went and got a makeup artist to put on a weird-looking bald cap. He's showing some good chest meat, though. Could he have shaved, like, his balls or something and been like, hey, just so you know, everywhere else, hairless. But I got to keep the lettuce up top. That's Uncle Jesse's moneymaker.
Well, somebody said, I'm sure it's they're doing it for a joke because it says that it's his buddy and his buddy would know he would never shave his head. Read between the lines. Maybe.
Oh, I
could see that being true. Yeah. Hopefully that's true.
I don't think anyone would expect John Stamos to shave his head. No. It's like part of his
thing. And I think that's what he's saying.
Right.
Is that that's the bit. The bit is that
the bit just isn't that funny.
John Stamos is too vain to shave his head, even when his buddy has cancer.
So they're doing bits?
Right. Well, I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
They haven't said anything about it yet.
I don't know. I didn't see the post. I just saw people freaking out, and my thought was, if Dave Coulier wanted this done, then who gives a rip? It's nothing to do with you. So maybe it was doing bits.
I'm outraged.
I'm outraged that I don't get to see John Stamos's beautiful hair. In fact, if I had cancer and like I had a friend like John Stamos, I'd be like, don't you dare cut that hair.
That's a gift. Don't take it away on purpose.
It would hurt my
Would feet. You want me to cut my hair for you since we do a show together? Like on YouTube?
No.
I could be bald in solidarity with you?
No, because...
What if I wore a bald cap?
It's another thing I don't understand. I will never get it.
Like, if Rob showed up to do the show with you and you were actually sick and he wore a bald cap, everyone would think that is so dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe they think it was disrespectful, but mostly people would think it was dumb, I think.
Well, then I would, like, if I really did get cancer, I guess my beard would fall out. You could shave your beard in solidarity.
No chance.
But I would be like, why? What? Why does it make me feel any better to know that you hate the way you look?
Because I'm supporting you.
Well,
what if Zook told you the only thing that could ease his pain would be you going back to the soul patch?
I'd do it for him. If that's the only way it could ease his pain, although I would know that he would be,
yeah.
Since I know him, I know that he'd be full of crap.
100%.
So I would not do that.
No.
As a matter of fact, I would just shave that part.
I would just want you to have a soul patch just to be an ass.
Yeah, exactly. Watch this. I'm going to use this cancer to get Rob to grow a soul patch.
Yeah, I've never had more power.
I'm not falling for that.
Can I get fake cancer and then just to get you to have a soul patch? Did you fake cancer? Yeah, I wanted Rob to have a soul patch. Start smoking Marlboro Lights again. Oh, the olden days. Well, I don't know. Anyone that's mad at Uncle Jesse...
Hey, shut up.
We just... If you want to know that why our life is too easy, it's because of things like this.
What do you mean?
We're just looking for things to be angry
about. Oh, yeah. We just like to be outraged. And we need more. More. Give me more to be outraged about.
You know your life's doing just fine if you're taking time out of your day to be pissed at
Meanwhile,
John Stamos.
You could be living in Russia and falling out of windows.
That is a whole thing. Again.
Again. That story next. Here's Buck.